This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That saga continues.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Joined now on the Western Hotline by Armando Salguero. Longtime NFL reporter, frequent guest of our show, we are very proud to say. Armando, Bulldog and I were talking earlier, and we felt it was important for you to know that even though it's when there's a Dolphins thing or a Bills-Dolphins game is when we call you, we recognize that you do cover the whole league. I wanted to make sure you didn't think you were still at the Herald and just sort of on the beat.
Yeah, you also recognize that tomorrow is July 4th and nobody else is working, so you decided, he'll do it. He's easy. He'll be a guest anytime.
Well, I can't say that I thought that, but we're very happy that you were free, at least for a few minutes here. So, speaking of the Dolphins, Armando,
get ready for 20 minutes on the Dolphins,
the
Armando.
The trade here. People are wondering what the Dolphins are doing. Do you think that that's fair to say?
I think the Dolphins should be wondering, what are we doing? What's going on? We're net minus on talent this offseason, and they are. They clearly are. They're not going to admit as much, obviously, but look, last year they signed Jalen Ramsey to an extension. And 1 year later, they trade him. Jalen Ramsey's good. And I know that he has a reputation as maybe hard to deal with and maybe even among some, you know, metrics nerds saying that he's declining. Guess what? He's still good. And he's definitely better than anyone else the Dolphins had at the cornerback position when he was on the team and now that he's not on the team. And so that is a net minus that they found the need to trade him. The reason that they found the need to trade him is because he and head coach Mike McDaniel butted heads. They lost. As it was told to me, they lost respect for each other, which is not a great, you know, situation when you had just, again, paid the guy last year and gave him a raise when you didn't really have to. So that's a negative. Teron Armstead retired, so their good left tackle is gone. That's a negative. Calais Campbell, who they wanted back, decided that he'd rather play for the Arizona Cardinals. So he saw a situation between the Dolphins, where he played collegiately in Miami, by the way, and Arizona, where obviously he had played previously and decided the best place to be was Arizona. All those guys that I just mentioned, they were team captains last year,
mm-hmm.
and they're gone.
It is, you mentioned the loss of respect on both sides of that relationship, Ramsey and the head coach McDaniel. Could that be partly or maybe mostly generated from the fact that the impression I get from this distance, and you can correct me if you know better, you probably would expect that you do, that McDaniel kind of lost control there and guys were kind of coming and going and not as dialed in, and maybe Ramsey, observing that, thought, my head coach needs to get, you know, take the reins here and take control? Or was Ramsey like the ringleader of the guys just kind of doing whatever they want?
Well, I don't know that. I'll be honest with you, I don't know the exact details mm-hmm. of why they went in different directions. It's easy to say that at the end of the year, Mike McDaniel, it's also accurate to say, which is good, said that the Dolphins needed a culture change because guys had been late to things and missing things and so forth. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, thanks, but you're in charge of that.
Right.
You're the guy that's got to fix that. The problem is that the guy that has to fix it had spent the first couple of years of his tenure being a quote-unquote player-friendly, maybe friend mm-hmm. of players, easygoing guy, minimal rules. And now all of a sudden he wants culture change, right? That's hard to do. It's great to be the friend of the players when everything's going good. Things haven't been going good for the Dolphins the last couple of years. They missed the playoffs last year. And they started off looking terrible. And they still haven't been able to figure out how to beat good teams. And when you have all those things piling up, friendly coach
yep.
Trying to turn and shift the culture to hard-ass coach is a tough thing to do. Nearly impossible, I would say.
Right, if it's the same guy, especially. We went through this, this won't take long here, but I don't know if anybody else is thinking of Don Granato with the Sabres here in our audience.
Armando isn't.
I wouldn't think you would be Armando, but we went through this with the hockey team. Like, he took over, and it was kind of like, all right, everybody just don't worry about making mistakes, and don't worry about defense, just go play to the best of your ability, and then we'll figure the rest out and put the puzzle together. And then when it came time to put the puzzle together, it was just like, wait, the same guy that was our buddy and telling us to just go, you know, off to the races is now telling us to be mindful about back-checking, and it just doesn't compute. Even if it's reasonable to ask, it's just hard to have the same guy play both roles.
Absolutely. And no, I wasn't thinking about, you know,
right.
the Sabres. I'm too busy shining up the Stanley Cup down here.
Right.
Oh, sick burn.
Right. Armando, tell us about Chris Greer and just kind of what explains a ninth or tenth season. 2016 is when he started, so I think this would be his 10th year, 25?
I don't know, dude. Don't ask me that.
You don't know.
I mean, and by the way, so we all know that the Dolphins have not won a playoff game since December of 2000.
Yes.
Right? They have the longest playoff win drought in the NFL. Chris Greer began working for the Miami Dolphins in 2002.
Oh.
And so throughout his tenure in the Dolphins scouting department, personnel department, front office, leading the front office, they have not won a playoff game. He hired or was part of the hiring of Adam Gase. Adam Gase was fired. He hired Brian Flores. Brian Flores was fired. He hired Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel now enters the season on the hot seat. And I don't understand how anyone survives that. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Now we're talking about the Sabres.
Right?
Now we're really talking about the Sabres. And, you know, it's Mike Greer's brother, for what it's worth. There are lots of parallels, Armando. Who knew?
I think Chris, you know, clearly has his good points and clearly has brought together a lot of good talent. The problem is he does these things that just drive me crazy. Like, if a player has an injury history, Chris Greer will love that guy. And I don't understand why that is, considering the fact that the guys that come in with injury histories often guess what happens to them when they become Miami Dolphins? Oh, they get injured. So Jalen Phillips came to the Dolphins after having retired medically in college. He's missed most of the last 2 years because of injuries. Meantime, Greg Rousseau, who was his teammate at the University of Miami, got a contract extension with the Bills. Teron Armstead came to the Dolphins with an injury history. I had a coach on the Saints tell me he's a walking ACL injury ready to happen. And he had this long problem with the Saints with injuries. Last year he did not practice at all because they had to keep him off the practice field. He wasn't ready to walk around, really, until late Thursday. And so he would do the walkthrough, you know, on Friday and Saturday, and that was that from a physical standpoint. All these guys, you know, Bradley Chubb, the Denver Broncos traded Bradley Chubb because he had an ACL issue, actually a couple, and they didn't want to pay him a new contract. So they traded him to the Dolphins at a premium, by the way. The Dolphins gave him a contract, and Bradley Chubb didn't play all of last year because of what? He has an ACL issue. There's been Achilles issues. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Tua Tagovailoa came to the Dolphins. Why? Because at one point he was supposedly the best quarterback in that class, and then the hip injury happened, and then, you know, the Dolphins picked them ahead of Justin Herbert, who is, a monster. He is a walking, living, breathing power forward of a quarterback. But the Dolphins went with Tua. Tua has had ankle, shoulder, and, of course, concussion issues with the Dolphins.
This is a pretty dire picture, Armando. What is there a way through where Miami can get back to being a team that can contend for the AFC East, or is it too far gone to you?
No, I mean, obviously, those are a lot of big-name players that I just mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. With the exception of Teron Armstead, who's gone, those guys remain on the team. So if there is a season where everyone's healthy, they're going to be okay. They're going to be good. But how often does that happen in the NFL? That's my point. When you rely on a dozen guys to be your stars and your highly paid stars to have success, you need all those guys to be healthy to be, you know, relevant. And that hasn't been the case of late.
And we haven't even talked about Tyreek Hill in any of this, because that was a pretty rough trip around the sun last year for him, it seemed like.
Another guy that, look, Tyreek is very engaging. He's a fun guy to be around. It's bad when he is also a team captain. He quit the final game of last season in the fourth quarter, declined to continue playing against the Jets. He declined to continue playing after that season finale, like 5 minutes after he has to be traded. I wonder what's going through Tyreek Hill's mind. I don't want to play for you, and I want to be traded at that point. He has since recanted, but in an offseason in which he recanted, he's also had his mother-in-law call the cops on him for abuse of his wife, who now is divorcing him. So now he's going through a divorce. That's going to be great for Tyreek Hill's mindset in 2025. And it's just, I don't know, man. Look, the Kansas City Chiefs didn't want to see Tyreek Hill go, but when he did, they won multiple Super Bowls.
That's confirmed. You know, I don't need us to keep going to keep winding you up. A fun name, though, to add to this list is Darren Waller, all of a sudden, out of retirement. I mean, he's the Jonnu Smith replacement, I guess. Can one be optimistic? Waller at his peak was very good.
He was amazing. He was perhaps arguably the best tight end in the NFL. And then injuries struck. Did I mention injuries previously?
Yes, I know. I felt like he should not be left out.
Yeah. So injuries struck. His career with the Raiders kind of went in downhill. The Giants took a chance on him. He was injured again, and then he decided he wanted to retire to become a rapper.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins traded Jonnu Smith to the Steelers as part of the Jalen Ramsey for Minka Fitzpatrick trade. And, they decided that they're going to bring the oft-injured rapper out of retirement and have him be their guy. And they're not paying him a lot, but that's not the point. The point is they are now counting on him. And when you count on players who have injury histories or who have been talking about getting traded or have, retired or have medically retired in their past, chances are not great that what lies ahead is all going to be smooth sailing. These guys have flags that you got to consider. And it seems to me that they're not often considered quite enough.
You mentioned at the outset of all this, Jalen Ramsey still, you think, is a good player, very good player maybe. How about Minka Fitzpatrick returning to Miami?
Yeah, so, I mentioned Chris Greer, right, the general manager. Mm-hmm. You got to give him his props. He turned a terrible situation with Jalen Ramsey into, at least a, I would say, even Steven type of situation, because he got a really good player back. Minka Fitzpatrick is 28 years old. Jalen Ramsey's 30. Minka Fitzpatrick is a 3-time All-Pro, 5-time Pro Bowler. He's a good player. So the Dolphins somehow managed to get a good player plus a 5th-round pick for a player that everybody knew they had to trade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Because Jalen Ramsey absolutely was not going to go back to the Dolphins, because the Dolphins absolutely didn't want Jalen Ramsey back. So, despite the entire NFL knowing that the Dolphins had to trade Jalen Ramsey, they you know, basically got a good player out of the whole transaction when they easily could have just gotten destroyed in the trade.
Armando, what do you think of the team Ramsey went to? And this, because the Steelers can be talked about, I mean, I'm not criticizing you at all here, but condescendingly with Rodgers and just their... Yes, they've had playoff teams, but they've gone out right away year after year here. And they're an easy team to pick on, is all I'm saying. Maybe like Miami in this way. Do you think that that can work in Pittsburgh? Would you expect like another season like the ones they've had recently or something else?
So I'm the guy that thinks that Aaron Rodgers is still good. If you look at his tape from last year, I know that he gets caught up in the Jets were a disaster wash last year. But if you separate things out, he is a 40 or was a 40-year-old guy coming back from an Achilles injury, a ruptured Achilles, and he threw 28 touchdown passes with 11 interceptions. Was that outstanding? Did he miss throws? Did he miss moments where he could have been better and could have raised his game to an MVP level? Yes. But was he a bad quarterback? Dude, I would say a lot of teams would take 28 touchdown passes with 11 interceptions and 4,000 yards, okay? And his arm is still, you know, lively. He's still a hard worker. A lot of people don't like him because he has a different sort of worldview about everything. but I still think that he's solid, and now he's 2 years removed from the Achilles. So at the end of the year, he was moving better than he was at the beginning of the year. I think DK Metcalf is really good. I think they got rid of a guy that is kind of a weirdo.
Pickens.
Yes. And, They're putting themselves in a position to a one shot at it, try to make something happen this year, and next year they're going to reset because they've got 12 draft picks and they've got cap space, and you know, everybody's going to be set. They re-signed their general manager Omar Khan today. They've already got Mike Tomlin locked up. Those guys are going to be around. The Steelers, come what may, are going to be, you know, staying the course. And I believe that they're going to factor. They're going to be a team to think about, assuming that the TJ Watt situation, in which they're still negotiating a contract extension, works out. TJ Watt, that's not to be sneezed at. T.J. Watt wants to be the highest-paid edge rusher in the NFL. That means he's got to make more money than Myles Garrett, who's making, on average, $40 million a year.
We'll see what happens there. Armando, real quick before you go, I'm curious about the state of the 72 Dolphins reunions, the annual celebrations when whoever the last undefeated team loses their first game. Kansas City went pretty deep last year. They lost here. And then not again until week 18, but that would be the, you know, the cause for popping the champagne. I know Mercury Morris has died. Do you know, like, how many guys are still left? Is it still something where, like, they get together and still do this?
Yeah, they, you know, Larry Zonka's still alive. Bob Greasy is still alive. Dick Anderson is still alive. Obviously, A lot of those guys have passed. Nick Bonacani, you mentioned Mercury Morris, who was one of my all-time favorites. What a great dude he was. I think that the whole popping of the champagne thing, that was not a team thing. I think it was, and I'm guilty, it was a media infused celebration of sorts, and a lot of people took it the wrong way because it became a bunch of old guys happy at about somebody else's failure. And what people didn't understand is it was a bunch of old guys celebrating their own success. We don't or didn't, and it's not on the same world scale, okay? But we didn't sneer at World War II veterans going back to Normandy and celebrating their victory at Normandy every year. Well, but we did sneer, or at least the NFL did sneer, the Dolphins, the 72 Dolphins, celebrating the fact that they remain the only undefeated team in the history of the NFL. And I think that was a little mistaken, and that was a little poorly, I would say, characterized. But you're absolutely right. Look, time is ultimately the undefeated team, and it's beating up on the 72 Dolphins.
Thanks for filling us in on that. I was curious. And everything else you told us about the Dolphins, we'll see what happens this year. Have a great 4th of July, Armando. Thanks for your time, as always.
Have a great Independence Day, gentlemen. See ya.
Thank you, Armando Salguero. I like my champagne media infused, by the way. That's that's how I like it. He's so interesting. I always like talking to him.
Yeah, me too.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. It's been a lot of Sabres this week. I mean, what? We're under 3 weeks until Bills camp. Not too far away to start right. Thinking about that. We're here for your calls as we continue after the update. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.